But that's the difference. Difference between 40-year-old cooch and 20. It's the amount of time I wait. That's it. 20, I wait forever. Just wait in the corner like, oh, it's going to happen. I am going to wait for this 20-year-oldness. 40, I want a date. Two dates, and then you got to start rolling them old draws down. From where it is pulled up to the bra. I'm not saying you're not sexy if it's 40. I'm just saying it's the time. That's it. Like, I want it now. If I'm willing to eat some stale Cracker Jacks, I'll eat some stale Cracker Jacks, but I want them right now. If I say, hand me them stale Cracker Jacks right there, and you go, come and get them, I'd be like, just throw them on the floor. They old. The box is open. There's no prize in it. Where the magnifying glass? One peanut? Get out of here. Making me crawl around for old Cracker Jacks.
Never caught on. It was Ace of Spades every time. Until now? Really?
Well, until I started listening the other day.
But you're here.
I never pay attention and I don't listen to it.
You're worse than me.
No way.
I can zone things out, but God, I'll at least pay attention to a song over and over and over.
Meh.
You can condition like a caterpillar
to
react
to a
song.
You are saying Ace of Spades, huh?
Ace of Spades. Motorhead. I
listen
that
to country.
To
I've
you.
Never heard the song outside of the studio.
I listen to country
you.
Too.
No, you don't.
I do.
Who?
All kinds of country.
Name one artist.
Garth Brooks. Joe Diffie.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
A girl.
Jody Messina.
You listen to some random people.
Thank you. Some Tanya Tucker.
Oh boy, Mindy McCready.
I don't know who that is.
She's the one who's running with her kid right now or something.
I don't know. I saw something mentioned about that.
Yeah.
Shall we? Shall we get this?
We shall.
All right.
Let's do it.
Folks, welcome to another edition of Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me today in studio, what? Did I not get that out properly?
You kind of like tripped over your own last name.
Papagiorgio. It ain't easy. It took forever to learn that as a kid. It's got all five vowels. What the hell do you want out of me? That is sadism, making a kid learn that word. I also got Veronica Johnson in studio. No Will today, he's missing, but it's Veronica. If you're tuning in right now, click on the camera. She's in like a one of those tops where, you know, the buttons kind of don't anchor around the boobs, right?
Okay,
so it
seriously?
Pulls apart. And you can see the edge of the bra boob.
You had to go
the
there.
Sides. It's great.
Thanks for that.
It's lovely. You can listen to us live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR. My website, rife with my writing. All the old episodes you could handle of this damn thing. In papasbasement.com. You want to get a hold of us on Facebook? It's facebook.com/papasbasement. Find me on Twitter at papasbasement. And Veronica, you can find her on the Papa's Basement Facebook page and stalk her thus.
No, they can't because nobody can see anything other than your posts.
But that's the difference.
What is it really going to loop again? Fine. I forgot. I had Microsoft Windows Player set to loop because I was watching porn the other day. And it was just one good clip.
And you looped it?
It was like 20 seconds long.
John,
I'm fast,
really?
But I'm not that fast.
Oh, my God.
I had to, you know, hold on. Let's turn off the autoplay. There we go. And now we have peace. And we have quiet.
Nice.
Something we didn't
quiet.
Have 5 minutes ago because some kids were raving out in the halls.
What is
like
going
little
on?
Maniacs. Well, what kills me is you can't be mean to the kids here because half the time they're taking like a special needs tour through.
Oh.
And I'm a piece of S, but I can't scream at a kid with Downs who's having like the one time in their life they don't hate themselves.
Yeah.
Actually, ironically, I don't think they hate life. I think they have a gay old time.
I think they enjoy it more than we do.
People like us who hate our lives.
Who have to pay bills, be adults.
Yeah, they're too dopey to know it's bad. They're just like, yay, McNuggets! And that's it. That's a week's worth of happiness.
But don't you do that anyways? I mean, really.
No, I eat, and then I'm just like, oh, I'm so fat. Why do I have no self-control? Like, nothing makes me happy. Like, I can see the negative side of every coin. Like, I'm getting laid. It's like, oh, she's getting pregnant. I'm getting AIDS. Nothing can just
she's got
bring
the clap.
Me. Yeah, nothing's giving me pure, unadulterated happiness. I don't think they can see the bad. So maybe I should just scream at them.
Maybe. Why not?
They would just pretend it was something great. Ah, evil wizard! Yeah. They wouldn't know what the hell was going on. Regardless, we got them to shut up. Like 5 minutes before the mics were on, these little terrors were screaming, singing Beyonce and Neo, and it was just miserable. So thank God they're silent so we can properly mourn the passing of a comedic giant whose name is not on nearly enough lips, Patrice O'Neill.
Who?
Patrice O'Neill.
Who?
Veronica, you beat me to the punch of my, my carefully scripted question here.
Sorry.
Did you know anything about Patrice O'Neill?
Not until he died.
But you heard the name when he died, at least.
When he died, yeah.
Okay, that's something. Not going to help Patrice all that much, but that's something. The guy, to me, and if you're not familiar, Patrice was a comedian, a really, not that this has much to do with anything, although it could be part of why he didn't get big. He was a very, like, hulking physical presence, like a burly black dude, but was a complete, you know, I feel racist having to say this, like, oh, he was a large black man, but he wasn't a thug. He didn't.
That made it better.
Yeah, I just, it's weird because you have to explain the guy was actually pretty geeky at heart and just incredibly knowledgeable. And that's like where it starts to really veer into racism, where hear these descriptions of him. Hey,
we don't have
my
a black
words.
President.
Yeah, it's ridiculous to me. It's like, even though he was large and black, Patrice's comedy was largely cerebral.
Are
like,
you trying to impersonate Bill Cosby?
No. That's my white voice. How ironic. It's just incredibly weird the way you're going to see him remembered, the way he's been remembered thus far, because a large chunk of it has been, and maybe part of it is due not so much to stereotypes about black people, but black comedy. Because your average black comedian, turn on Def Comedy Jam.
Mm-hmm.
It's the hippest kid in 1992. Turn on Def Comedy Jam and that whole circuit. I feel bad for a lot of these dudes because I think they feel trapped having to do the dumbest crap to get noticed on stage. Like, not that white comedians are much better. Your average white comedian sucks an ass too.
Mm-hmm.
But at least they're free to be like a Mitch Hedberg or whatever the hell they want. They can be the cerebral, weird comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're a black dude and you do that, where's your market? Because a lot of white people aren't consciously racist at all. But I think on some level, they're like, he's making observations about the nature of Pulp Fiction. I can't process this. This is for me and white people only. To me, Patrice and his lack of success was very tragic. And you're just, I'm trying to get you involved because you're nodding
along. I'm trying.
It's good. It's good. We're going to jump from this in about 5 minutes if it's bailing. I got to pour over my notes real quickly. All right. Oh, thanks for being so squeaky. Mic stand.
That's the crickets chirping at this one.
It's not crickets chirping. I'm trying to get to the fact that when Patrice died, it was, for me, a very, very depressing thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's strange that it was, because I don't know about you, even if I'm a huge fan of an artist, a musician, an actor, when they die, I typically don't care that much.
Yeah, no.
For a musician, I don't care to see anyone live. I think you sound better on your CD. So if you died, whatever. Mm-hmm. I guess unless you really died at your artistic peak, what am I going to miss?
Yeah.
Like, had Metallica died 20 years ago, that would have been kind of sad.
Tour bus flipped over.
Yeah, Metallica dies tomorrow. I'll turn on Metallica from 20 years ago, and I'll be fine. I won't care.
Mm-hmm.
As I said on my website, Robert De Niro dies. I'll go, wow, there won't be like a Meet the Fockers 17. And then I'll turn on Goodfellas and the Robert De Niro I love.
Yeah.
He's alive and well,
man. I love that movie.
Goodfellas?
Yes.
Really?
Ray Liotta? Love him. He went to Miami.
I was wondering where the connection was.
Favorites.
Chicks don't like Goodfellas, and like non-Italian women don't like Goodfellas. So I had to...
It's one of my favorites.
Really?
Yep. Top 10. Easy.
Huh. You don't say a lot of stuff that shocks me. That... That kind of surprised me. That is such a dude movie.
Oh, I love it.
It's usually ugly chicks that like it, too. Good for you.
Thanks, I think.
I said usually, which would indicate you buck that trend.
Yeah.
You're attractive, and you like Goodfellas. There, I said it.
Mm-hmm.
What makes, getting back to Patrice, makes it so sad is I knew Patrice primarily through the Opie and Anthony radio show. And he killed on that, by the way. If you want to spend hours being entertained, what's up? You click.
All of my old XM buddies have pictures of them with Patrice when he was on that.
Really?
They were posting them. That's where I heard about it first.
That is sad. I so wish that I worked for that company back when they did things down here. Yeah. And it wasn't just a horrible tomb.
When I was there
in DC. Because
I think you started right after I left.
Yes.
And they had all kinds of cool things going on. I wasn't in that office, but...
For those that don't know, XM, before it was taken over by Sirius, it was based out of DC. Mm-hmm. And I guess XM technically still is based out of DC, but the building that's left, it's like when they bury one of the, King Tut. When they buried one of the pharaohs and they left a ton of cool crap on the walls, but it's just a rotting corpse there.
Yeah.
That's what it's like now. Nothing actually takes place in XM. It's just a bunch of, guys pushing buttons so you can hear basketball games. That's it.
Lame.
And there used to be, live performances. There's pictures all over the wall of, Willie Nelson performing there. And the time James Brown came in before he died. Don't worry. They're not morbid like that. There's so much. There's signed drumheads from Phil Collins. And it's so alive. And I guess, why the hell wouldn't have Patrice come through?
Yeah.
Something else cool I missed out on. Great.
Now you push the buttons.
Yay. I push the buttons and live my dream of pushing buttons and dreaming of my death. So Patrice, I knew primarily through Opie and Anthony. And this might be a personal opinion. Veronica, you can correct me, but I know you're pretty into radio too. Hell, there's a reason you sit through all this every week.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all the mediums we can get, like we are presented entertainment through... Radio, to me, is the most personal.
It's
the most conversational. It's, by its nature, it's very ephemeral. It's gone. You listen to it, and if someone wasn't recording that, or if your entertainer of choice isn't known for doing podcasts or MP3s or whatever, that's just... dust in the wind.
Not so much nowadays, but...
No, like I said, you can find a lot of Patrice with ONA on YouTube, and it's great. Mm-hmm. It ages... Because the stuff, even if it's topical, they're so profoundly funny that you're like, I don't care. Make all the fun you want of Wesley Snipes going to jail. I don't care that happened 3 years ago. It's still brilliant what they're saying. But your average radio entertainer, that's it. It's out and it's gone. We're thankfully not like that. We're mostly doing our thing through the podcast, and we don't have a ton of listeners.
Yes, it haunts you for years and years.
Oh, yeah,
and years.
Don't get me wrong. I got a lot of stuff that's on the internet living there forever. I'm probably not the average.
Yeah, I went through some of the old episodes. Oh, my God, what did I say? Oh, my God, what did I say?
Yeah, it's good
We don't need to talk about that.
The thing about your average radio show, it's so immediate, and what you had today is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to look forward to is what's coming tomorrow. And when a radio guy dies, that's the only time I ever get really, really depressed. Are you familiar at all with the old Don and Mike show?
I think so.
They
Maybe
were
not.
Two. They were hugely influential to me, I guess you want to say. I just grew up a massive fan.
Mike O'Meara?
Yeah, Mike O'Meara. And
yeah,
the saddest maybe I ever got when a quote-unquote famous person died was when Don Geronimo's wife, Frida, who was on the show regularly, died in an auto accident.
Oh, my gosh.
just because I knew her not as some person who put out a CD I liked, and that CD was a permanent thing.
Yeah.
Or they starred in a movie, and that movie will live forever. She was just someone who had conversations on the air, and I had an insight into her personality, and yeah. I kind of knew what made her tick, like on a slightly personal level.
I totally understand.
And that's just totally. Gone from you.
Yeah.
Same with Patrice. Patrice will never go on the air again and bitch about, like, if they remake The Godfather in 3 years, what a travesty that is. He'll never get to piss and moan about, like, Avatar 2 or how much he hates the new iPhone. Yeah. His insights are gone forever. And this was a guy who was at the peak of his game and was saying new things that you still needed to hear. This isn't George Carlin dying at 70 where it's like, hey, it's nice here in George again.
He had a good life.
Yeah, it's not exactly necessary at this point, though. Even Pryor. It was very sad that Richard Pryor got, like, MS or muscular dystrophy, something.
Yeah.
I don't think he got the Jerry Lewis one. He got the other one. But he kind of wasted away for a while. You got the sense, though, that Pryor's best years, to some extent, were behind him. And again, he was just a comedian putting out albums and touring. You didn't have a very personal insight into him. You saw the product of his craft, if that makes sense. You saw a product he put out.
Absolutely.
It wasn't like I had conversations with Richard Pryor, indirectly listened to his conversations, anything like that.
Yeah.
Patrice is just gone, man.
How did he die? I'm sorry, I didn't pay attention to this
Patrice was a pretty big fat guy. And he had the beaties.
You gonna take the call? Or are you gonna ignore it, like you always try to do?
Okay. Yeah, hello, caller.
Yo.
What's up, Will?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, what's up, man?
I don't know. Why is it every time I skip, I get a bunch of texts and tweets saying how bad things are going?
You know, what can I tell you, man? They're your fans. Everyone has their fans in the studio.
How is anyone a fan of anyone besides me?
Oh, gosh.
I'm the only one who brings the funny.
What did you want to say about Patrice, man?
I mean, I always said, even obviously before he died, he was the funniest guy alive. I mean, he really, I mean, I'm not a big fan of stand-up. Like, even his stand-up specials, you know, it's like, I don't like stand-up as a medium.
I'm with you. And, like, I played his stand-up clip to start the show, and I'm like, this so, it does nothing to capture the brilliance of him on air.
No, you'd have to hear him on Opie and Anthony, like, a guy who can just, like, riff better than anybody. Like, you know, obviously he has no preparation. I don't know if he came from Boston or Jersey or something.
He was Boston-based.
So he would drive from Boston? No, I know he started in Boston, but, yeah, I think he was living in, like, Jersey City or something, which is kind of, like, right outside New York.
Yeah, I don't think he was driving down from Boston for these appearances.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, just, he comes in, you know, he doesn't know what they're talking about. It's kind of like me, fellow genius. And you know, just hit the ground running, and, like, you can almost do, like, a monologue on whatever they're talking about. You know, it's, again, with, like, not even being told what they'd be talking about.
For my, like, what made him so amazing, though, he would say things on a subject that had been beat to death, and his insights, you're like, why didn't I think of that? And it's so rare that I ever have that emotion anymore. Because I can guess what's going to come out of the average comedian's mouth. But he said the conversation he has with them about quote-unquote bad movies, like Waterworld. Do you remember this one?
Vaguely. Like, a lot of them I haven't seen. That's why, like, it didn't really touch with me.
Where he's just going on about why, you know, why is The Godfather unequivocally the best gangster movie? When really you could say it's Goodfellas or Casino and things. And just going on about the Hollywood elite dictating what is, quote-unquote, the best movie in a genre. That...
Oh, no, that I agree with wholeheartedly. And I loved him, like, one time just completely essaying on the business. You know, telling the story about how one time Spike Lee offered him a role or something.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to go through his agent. And Patrice was like, nah, you know, like, I guess, you know, talking with his agent, he's like, I'd rather go through whatever his name is.
They talked about that
Spike
in
Lee
depth, by
just
the way.
Like, all right, hangs up and never speaks to him again.
I really wish you hadn't, like, totaled your car and lost the car that could play XM, because they went into that story in depth on air. And they really spun it more so that Patrice was just being obstinate as hell. Like, Spike had a project lined up for him. Mm-hmm. And he's like, he simply says to Patrice, dude, just wait through pilot season. Don't go to L.A. to try out for any pilots. I have something lined out for you. And Patrice is like, can you make like a real offer to my agent? He's like, no, but just don't do anything, please, for me. And Patrice is like, do you have anything for my agent? And Spike's like, well, no. And Patrice is like, fine, MF. And that was it. And Spike hangs up and never talks to him again.
Yeah, he seems like one of those really self-destructive guys. That's probably why
he ate himself to death! How much more self-destructive can you get? Veronica, you were wondering how he died? He was just a big, beefy dude who joked openly about having diabetes all the time on stage and just kept hitting, like, fast food all the time. Did nothing to curb his weight, or at least, like, nothing noticeable. He died big and fat. So he had a diabetic stroke, and...
Oh, man.
It was,
is that really what it is?
Yeah. No, it's absolutely what it is. He just had a massive diabetic stroke, and...
What the hell is diabetes, exactly? Like, what is blood sugar?
Your insulin level's really high, and if it's high all the time, it just starts breaking down your organs while you're
like
alive.
Your body can't process stuff properly, right?
Yeah, like, okay, your insulin should go up when you eat something sugary, and then it comes back down.
Uh-huh.
And if it's up all the time, it's very, very unhealthy for your organs, and diabetes, I believe, is just your blood sugar's always in turbo mode. Your insulin's always through the roof.
Well, I guess there's two types, and there's the other one's too low, or is that hypoglycemia?
I think that's hypoglycemia, yeah. One, the two types are like, one, you're just born with that as your default, and the other is you're a big fat slob and you cause it. And I'm pretty sure he fell in the camp too. God bless him. He couldn't say no to a burger. I know that hell all too well. But yeah, he died. He went, and they were saying, by the way, that like when he had the stroke, it was really obvious he was never coming out of it, but they didn't want to get it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I know. Like if you actually survive a stroke, it's like within 24 or 48 hours, you've pretty much recovered.
Yeah.
Like Bret Michaels.
Yeah, I mean,
still walks this earth.
And if he lived, did you want friggin' Dick Clark, Patrice O'Neill, you know, slurring it out of one side of his face?
Oh my God. Really?
Not like what happened with Dad. It's like, given the circumstances.
Oh, he had to go.
Better.
He had to go, yeah. Had a dad, you know, our dad survived his surgery or whatever, he would have been rehabilitating for like 6 months to die in a year anyhow.
Yeah, like, you don't want to see him, like, in the goddamn wheelchair with the FDR blanket over his leg.
No.
Just, he looks, like, crusty when he's 100 years old. And that's just
getting wheeled in.
Flash forward episode.
All right, man. You going to make it in next week?
I assume so. I got to go to the bank. I got to get contacts because mine are running out and they're hurting my eyes.
All right, man. Hang in there. It was good hearing from you.
Yeah.
Later.
Later.
That was Will, of course. Will Papagiorgio, longtime regular of the show. Veronica's got her arms crossed. Don't worry, Veronica. We're getting to the rest of the show.
I'm cold. It has nothing to do with Will.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to say how sad it is, for me personally, that Patrice is gone. And hopefully you will listen to a couple YouTube clips. I have a couple on the website. If you go to inpapasbasement.com, there's a whole article on Patrice, and the bottom is like four clips that I think really represent him well.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
It's tragic, honestly, and if I don't even want to get into kind of the crappy situation he left for his wife and his stepdaughter.
Ooh.
Another side effect of, I guess, trying to be famous on your own terms and being comfortable in life. Yeah, you're just getting by, but people don't get that. If you're in entertainment and you haven't hit that top echelon, you don't have good benefits at all. Like,
yeah.
Lord knows what his hospitalization cost people. I don't want to get into
that. I don't even want to think about that.
It must be a lot. And yeah. I lost my train of thought, honestly. It's just sad. The dude's gone. His money-making abilities are gone because he didn't create a product, per se. He didn't invent the Snuggie.
He didn't have any, like, Comedy Central.
He had Elephant in the Room was, like, one of his recent specials. And the one thing I guess you can do is he's got a new album coming out February 2012 called Mr. P.
Mm-hmm.
And they worked out a deal, the family, with iTunes that if you pre-order it now, like, all the money goes to them. So I buy nothing on iTunes. I download everything illegally. I heard that on air, and I
downloaded it from
my phone. Yeah, I put my little pre-order in. So
nice.
If I can count for even, like, two orders of the album Mr. P by Patrice O'Neill on iTunes. You can pre-order it. Again, you'll get it in February. Had just go look it up. Some of the track titles were hilarious. I think there's White Women Are Cold, Black Women Will Get You Refunds, things like that. I mean, I wish I had it punched up. I had X'd out of it. Hold on. Are you cool with me finding it for a second?
I'm fine. Whatever.
Okay. 1 second.
I love dead air.
Me too. It's magical. Okay. Track titles. Can't Care, Making Lots of Money, Hate People Touching Me, Reparations, Race War, White Women Are Pleasant, Black Women Get You Refunds, White Women Get Cold, Side P Word, My Dogs, Start a Ho, Stay a Ho, and I Like Hoes.
I like hoes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
To me, I was just reading, like, I didn't even think twice about buying it, and then I went through the track listing today, and I was like, you know what? This is
going to
be
it.
A good purchase. I'm glad I coughed up my $10. It's like 18 tracks for $10. So just do it. Just do it.
Maybe. I'll think about it.
You don't have to. Although...
I'll borrow yours.
Okay, yeah. Just if anyone's listening and they knew Patrice and they didn't hear this through Opie and Anthony, and I'm sure my overlap with their fan base is like 100%. So everyone already heard this yesterday and is doing it. But if you didn't, I want to feel like I gave 5 cents to the guy who entertained me so damn much.
Yeah.
So someone buy the damn album. Let's move on. Let's move on to something is more participatory for you.
Thank you.
A little more lighthearted. You don't need to roll your eyes.
This is getting sad. I'm not rolling my eyes.
I do a lot of sad things. Will can't sit through the sad. And so that's why we don't, I guess maybe why his fans revolt. I don't mind a sad, serious show as long as it's got a laugh now and again. And then he'll call in again and be like, it doesn't! And then hang up. I love him. What can I say?
You have to. Your family.
Oh, he's good people. You know it.
I know. Deep down, I hate him, but I know he's good people.
There you are. Veronica, guess who turned 30 yesterday in the celebrity world?
Obviously, Britney Spears.
And what's funny is, even though I told you we were going to discuss Britney Spears during the show prep, you probably knew that. For real.
Yeah, I saw it online yesterday.
Okay. You actually paid attention.
I'm a Britney fan. She's fun to listen to.
Do you remember when she first came out?
I do. I hated her.
Why?
Because I was like a year older than her and jealous as shit. Heck.
The streak remains alive. One of these days you'll get through without saying something.
Oh my God, I try every week. I think I'm not going to say it.
You have the mouth of a gutter slut.
You should hear me at home.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And what's weird is our personal conversations. You really don't swear much. I don't.
It's that one word.
You do love
it. But you know what, though? At work, we get pretty rowdy. And it's whatever. We
Stop
say whatever we want.
Stop smacking your hands.
Why?
Not doing the show in sign language. It's picking up on Mike.
We're not?
Yeah. So you didn't like Britney because she was successful and...
Yeah, hello.
It was
but
that...
But I liked... It was like... I love to hate her. You know what I mean?
Was that a medium you wanted to get into? Did you want to be like a singing and dancing? Because for me, I don't care when someone's like, well, okay. I really do resent anyone successful and younger
you
than
do.
Me.
You do. Come on.
Not
you do.
Quite so much athletes because I'm like, okay, there's no way I'll be like 6'4" and black and able to sack a guy and knock the ball and his teeth out.
Yeah.
But guys who get famous in comedy, like Aziz. Right now, I hate Aziz a lot. I think Aziz is like really, really young and really
no
big.
Idea who you're talking about.
Aziz Ansari? I don't know how you say the last name. Little Indian guy on Parks and Recreation.
I don't watch any of these shows.
It's like on NBC. I'm not quoting weird, obscure thing to you.
You and I have completely different tastes.
All right.
Everything.
All right. Look him up. You'll recognize the face.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
I will.
But I never resented her for her success when she was a kid. This is actually going to sound weird. She got big when I, too, was 18. I guess you're, like, what, 8 months older than me or something like that?
I think so.
In that range, yeah.
Yeah.
And she was 17, and every guy, it was my senior year, every guy in my class was just pounding it out to her and, like, couldn't shut up about how they were pounding one out to her, like, nightly. And I was like, oh, that's disgusting. She's 17. They're like,
seriously?
Like,
come on, John.
And it's so weird because, like, if I went to Kentucky right now, I'd play a 16-year-old if it was legal. Who cares? What? I'm saying if it was legal. I'm not advocating the breaking of any laws.
You're so wrong.
I'm just saying. In the letter of the law, and it looks cool, and it's consensual, it's just sex. you know, 10 years later, back then I was like a little virgin. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I thought sex was some big deal.
I totally believe this.
Now I look at it like a slimy handshake, man. It's nothing. If everyone walks away with it without a disease and a baby, it didn't even happen. It was a tree falling in the woods.
Oh my God.
I see people and I'm like, oh my God, I did have sex with them, you know? Why? You don't have the same
reaction. And you wonder why I won't have sex with you.
Well, yeah.
Because I get to hear these juicy little tidbits.
I have my theories. Yeah, I just figure it's because I'm short and out of shape.
Well, yeah, that's true. You know my type. Come on.
I know. But back then, to me, Britney was just, I hated her. Also, I wasn't into pop at all. I was still quite the little metalhead and into industrial and punk and just anything mainstream sucked my ass.
Yeah.
But I'm mentioning Britney not so much for her past glory or what she's doing now musically, but when she hit 30, that kind of drove something home for me. And by Britney Spears being 30, Britney Spears is old. And if Britney Spears is old...
No, she's not old.
Then I'm old.
Stop it.
Because she's younger
no,
than me.
No, I'm older than you. She's not old. I refuse to accept it.
It's a fact I don't process either. I don't think of myself really like... as an adult, to be honest.
I don't think about it, and it doesn't bother me until I go home. I got an IM from one of my friend's older brothers on Facebook last night, and he said, I thought you'd be married by now. I'm like,
oh, I get that a
whoa,
lot.
Whoa, why? Because here, it's not a big deal, but when I go to small town Belleville, Michigan, if you're not married
where
with three
from?
Crid... Belleville?
Belleville, oh.
Belleville,
I thought
yeah.
you said Mau Mau, like a racist thing. Like, good Lord.
Thor's thing.
S word and this?
Stop. No, but if you're not married to three kids by now, there's something wrong with you.
I get it when I'm at work doing the locksmith thing, not the radio thing, because radio is just a bunch of other arrested development people like myself, and we're all broke too, and we're at home at like 28 and 30, and... no one thinks anything of how I live my life there.
Yeah.
But when I'm locksmithing and people look at me as like a professional who actually makes money, it's especially the older black ladies are like, why aren't you married? Why don't you have kids?
Because like, I don't want them.
They got to think I'm into dick by now. They got to think I'm on the down low.
Oh, my mom totally thinks I like girls. Or she
really?
Did at one point when I first got back from Miami.
Uh-huh.
She asked me, and I was like, no, mom, I promise you I don't like girls.
I think I got that asked of me like once.
Yeah.
Because I was just hanging out with dudes all the time. It's like maybe I find women annoying, like I still do for the most part. I mean, maybe I find them poor company, and I'd rather talk to someone and watch football
well,
with them.
Well, it's the caliber of the girls that you keep company with,
I'm convinced. I cavort with whores. You
yes,
can spell
you
it out. But objectively, I have to come to terms with the fact I'm old.
No, you're not. 30, as my friend says... what is it? 30 is the new 40 or 40 is the new 30?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we all say that because I feel we live like in a state of arrested development for the most part. We are adults.
Boo.
I mean, how much older do you want to get before you're like, I'm an adult? We're adults right now. I
don't like
it's
it.
Not just Britney Spears, too. Incontrovertibly, what drives it home for me, I watched Big again recently.
Mm-hmm. And now you're closer to...
oh, I am his age. Tom Hanks is 30 in Big. And I remember seeing that as a kid and being like, that is one old MF. Like, that guy's as old as S.
Yeah.
And now I'm that. So it gets me thinking, what is it that will make me feel old? Like, at what point, what changes in my life have to take place?
I think kids. Getting married and kids.
I'm going to say kids, too. I think, I don't even know if being married does a ton. I think you can zone out marriage and it's just like a friend you see a lot.
No, no, no. I got to tell you, all of my friends who are married, they've all changed. It's, oh, I don't want to go out. I just want to stay in. For the girls, I think it's almost an excuse. Like, oh, I don't have to go out and get all dolled up and flirt with boys anymore. I've got that comfort and that stability and the guy at home that I can just hang out with.
This is like a random aside. Are any of them cheating yet?
Or not that I know of.
Like, no girls cheat in the first couple years, right?
I've never known one of my... well, I take that back. I know one who cheated. But for the most part, all of the guys, 90% of my married guy friends
yes.
get a little inappropriate at times.
Are we talking straight up like D&V inappropriate, or they'll like grab chicks and make out with them? And...
No, I'm talking how they'll act with me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think guys just...
Like, do this, do this. Dude, you're married. What are you thinking?
What do you mean by do this? You're doing like a thumb war thing.
Like texting. Send me pictures. Let's do this. Let's hang out.
Wow, really?
No.
And how freshly are they married? Because I'd like to think I wouldn't cheat for at least like 5 years. At least 5.
A year?
Wow.
6 months?
What? 6 months? They
I'm
just
not,
don't
I'm
care.
Not even kidding. I'm not even kidding.
Damn.
Day after the wedding, I'm not kidding.
Hmm. Because
obviously they're not good friends of mine.
Yeah.
I don't, you know,
you
I don't
wouldn't keep
like
that
encourage
sort of
that.
In your life.
No.
I'm thinking, I don't even know if it would be the kids or the marriage. To me, it would be a sustainable, viable career. Like, something I enjoy that also makes me a pretty good living wage. I think that would make me feel I had accomplished something. Because any idiot can go out there and bust in a chick and have a kid. And any idiot can get married.
That's true. That's true.
You can propose to any slop pile and she'll have you.
But I kind of have that career thing going on. And it doesn't make me feel older. It really doesn't. It makes me feel...
You don't
like
feel
I have
some
so
sort
much
like...
more that I have to do. No, because there's always I've got to get this degree, I've got to get this certification, I've got to do this because I want to get to this point. So maybe when I'm when I'm a senior vice president of contracts, then yeah, maybe I'll feel old. But until then, it's always I've got so much to learn and so much to do.
Huh? Maybe you just measure it differently. I don't know.
Could be. Could be.
Would you? Do you think if some guy came along tomorrow, if one of your man harem?
Oh my God! Really?
Proposed?
Really?
And was like, "Hey, let's do this thing. Let's do this, kid."
One person's coming to mind.
And you got married.
Uh huh.
And you popped out a kid, but you're in the same position. Would you be like, "I'm an adult" all of a sudden, or do you think you'd feel more or less the same?
I think I'd feel the same. I think it would hit at certain points, like, "Oh my God, I'm really doing this," you know. The whole kid thing. That kids intimidate me. Like, I can't
they
even
should.
Wrap my
they
head around
ruin
it.
Ruin the body.
Oh my God! Really?
They do.
No, they don't.
They only. You can only recover well from having kids if you're like in good shape to begin with.
Well, I don't disagree with that. I think it makes it easier.
Like to me, it's so funny because you figure like a big fat beast would just like plop out a kid. Like wouldn't even know they had it to begin with. Like, they're just like, oh, why is milk coming out of me all of a sudden? Oh, I pooped the kid. And that's it.
Oh, my God.
And a skinny girl is going to, like, double in size. But for whatever reason, a skinny chick, like, pops back into shape 80% of the time.
Well, it's muscle memory. Your muscles.
I guess so.
You know, they're better taking
care of. I don't know. I think the memory on some fat girls is pretty hazy because they get like 100
pounds
heavier.
Well, it's also, you know what, though? It's a lifestyle thing, too, though. Somebody who's overweight is already obviously eating too much. Somebody who's maybe a little more slender isn't going to eat for two. I had a friend. She was actually very thin, like a size zero. No joke. She's your dream girl. Size zero, double D's. Naturally.
What?
You would have loved her.
What?
She got pregnant.
That exists?
Oh, yeah.
Wait,
and
what was the rest of it?
All the boys in high school
I need to fantasize.
Were stupid over this girl. She's
yeah,
my
no
best
kidding.
Friend. She's still one of my best friends.
Does she have like a good face too, or at least average?
I think she's gorgeous. Yeah, she's pretty.
And she double, like real double. How tall is she?
Real 5'2".
Yeah, I can live with that.
Yeah.
Kids would be midgets, but who cares? Little hairy midgets. I don't care. Double.
I think she's done with kids.
How no, many but she had?
Just one.
And what did it do? I don't like where this is going at all.
No, she still looks great.
Oh.
She still looks
then
totally
that was
great.
Great.
Yeah. But
that's
she,
a happy story. You
but,
had me
but,
scared.
But, no. Because even she, when she got pregnant, she was a little bit younger. And she thought, oh, I can eat for two. I can eat double what I eat now. And that's not the case. You're only supposed to eat 500 more calories. So I think it depends
how you
look
at it. Yeah, because it's a baby the size of a walnut.
Exactly. So I think it depends how you go into it. If you go into it thinking, ha ha, screw the diet,
well,
I can eat
least...
a bag of Doritos for dinner.
Are you saying she got fat during and then had to wise up?
She lost like, or she gained about 70 pounds, I think. So it all depends on how you go into it, I think. I think I'm a big believer in that. If I was to get knocked up tomorrow, I would not double what I eat. Are you kidding me? That would not be, because I'm so afraid of.
I would take you to one of the good abortion states. Don't worry.
Oh,
we're friends
my God.
Like that.
Seriously?
I got you covered, Jennifer Jason Leigh.
I would not do that.
Your brother, sorry. Brad Hamilton, wouldn't know what happened.
You are so wrong. I quit you.
You wish you knew.
You know what? I listened to a few of the past episodes, and I tell you that I hate you, like, every episode.
That is the sign of, like, a pretty healthy relationship.
It's going good.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of how I measure things. If you feel comfortable enough with someone to, like, tell them off constantly,
yeah,
you're probably getting along pretty well.
Yeah, we're pretty good. We're pretty good like that.
I mean, that's how I grew up. My parents fought all the time, and yet all they say is, like, I love your mother / father so much. But all they did was fight.
Yeah.
But I guess that's how they cared. And they're Greek. What do you want, man?
Oh, God. It's...
They can't not
predestined.
Fight.
They have to fight.
That's all they're good for, those
people. I don't
want
to fight. I hate fighting. I hate confrontation. I don't ever want to have to do that. I'm not good at that.
I think real fights would be very weird to me. Like, the first time the claws really come out, I would in a marriage, be like, what the hell did I do?
Yeah.
I need to get out of this. Because, like, I try to diffuse things.
Yeah.
By, like, ball busting and being playful.
Yeah, but you got to know when to not do that and when to listen to her and when to be serious. I'm having that issue with one of the guys in the harem right now.
Your man harem?
Yes.
I picture, like, 12 members in glass
cases.
Okay,
one of them's listening right now.
You just, like,
can
shatter
not?
The one you want and then pull on it.
Oh, well, I guess he's not one of them anymore. He lives far, far away, but anyways.
One of your men folks is actually... How about you get them all listening?
No,
and play them off of each
not.
Other
Are you
and get
kidding
me,
some listeners. This is why I don't advertise this show on Facebook. Are you kidding me?
It would be great. Because you could just say you're with one guy and actually... You need to be smarter about it. You need to say you're with one guy, and they'll all listen, all 74 of them,
okay.
And they'll be like, hey, that's me. Veronica's the best. She's talking about me on air.
But what if you bring up a physical characteristic? Then obviously they're going to know.
Oh, all your guys look the same. Just be like, oh, he was so tall and white. With those light eyes.
With those light eyes and that dark hair.
Yeah, that's it. And his G.I. Joe build. And they'll all be like, that's me. It's not like one of the guys you're banging is Kevin Hart. You're not banging the chief from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. They all look alike.
Not all of them do.
Give me the two most opposite, even though that's not exactly correct English. The two least alike. How about that? Is one like 5'11", the other 6'5"?
Okay, they all do look alike.
Yeah, but play along. Give me the least alike.
Of the most recent guys that I've hung out with?
I like how you say hang out. This is why guys get confused, by the way. I hang out with people, too. It doesn't mean I've got my mouth between their legs.
Oh, my.
We hung out right now. Did we do it?
No.
That's hanging out. Guys define their time together by whatever happened, like, to the highest sexual degree.
Okay,
with
the
woman.
The last two guys that I was with.
Okay, there we go.
Are, like, identical.
And describe that, just because I can never get enough of this on air.
6'2", 3", like, in ridiculously good shape, uh-huh. Dark hair, blue eyes.
There you go.
Yeah.
If you're not that, don't bother harassing her via Facebook.
Yeah, no, don't. I won't even.
But if you are, you can. I mean, hell, she'll hit you up immediately. She'll
no.
be like, these are the digits. Send dong
Absolutely
now.
Absolutely not. John!
What?
You are so wrong.
I'm trying to hook you up.
I don't need to be hooked up.
Fine. I think you do great with one of our listeners. Be good for the air.
You want me to date a listener?
Come to think of it.
I already did. Oh, well, I guess he's not really a listener. He was in the studio.
Wait, who? Oh, you hooked up with someone casually, or?
I never hooked up with. I'm talking about Ganoza, but we never
yes.
hooked up.
You fooled around.
No, we didn't.
There was light foolage.
No,
guys,
we didn't.
You guys kissed and stuff.
At a bar, but we didn't hook up.
I guess.
Ganoza.
If I kissed
he
a
was
girl,
a foot taller.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn.
Well, if I were 50 pounds lighter and a foot taller, I'd like my life too. What's your point? Let's wrap up the show talking about something I found very disturbing, and you should find equally disturbing given your propensity for what you do on that phone of yours.
What?
Oh, I know.
Oh my God. I'm nervous about this. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you can't let that phone in the studio alone with me for like 5 seconds.
Oh,
whenever
God,
you
no.
leave, You're gone with that.
Oh, I know. I know.
I'd love to shuffle through it. Believe
Apps,
me.
No way.
I know what you got on there.
No.
Whenever you even want to show me a photo of something non-pornographic, you have to like box your hands over the rest of the pictures and be like, oh, here's the one. Here are the two you can look at. Carrier IQ is a device. It's a piece of software that's installed in a ton of mobile phones, literally millions, that has come to national, international attention in the past few days. And you're like, well, why is that? What is Carrier IQ, John? Is it an app? Play along.
I'm listening.
Okay. I was talking more to the listeners.
Oh.
You're playing along just fine. You're staring at me like, yes, what is it?
What?
Carrier IQ is a piece of software, and it logs everything from the websites you browse to what your text messages say. Literally your every keystroke, every photo you've sent.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Every website you've gone to is recorded by Carrier IQ. Now, companies are claiming
pictures?
It's no big deal. I'm pretty sure everything. Maybe not pictures. That would take a little heavy data. I know it stores your every website, every text, every keystroke you've ever made on the phone. So that's numbers.
That's disturbing.
Yeah. And companies are trying to play it down. First of all, Carrier IQ has come out and said, hey, it's just a diagnostic tool. We just want to see, I guess, what causes crashes and errors, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sounds slightly innocuous if we're going to look at it through that lens.
They're lying.
But what if it isn't, man? What if it isn't? What if there were some way that data were actually retrievable in any way whatsoever?
I would change my name and move to a different country.
The things I've put through my phone.
Oh, God, I'll bet.
If my family saw that, I would have to Kaiser.
Do you really think they'd be surprised? I mean,
doesn't
do
matter.
You really think they'd be surprised that you belong to like 50 porn sites?
I don't do
I mean,
so
really?
Much. Porn on the phone, but the things I say and the photos that have come and gone.
Oh, my God.
No one needs to see that.
Photos.
If they saw that, like, no kidding, I would calmly drive to Walmart, get a rifle.
I really don't think they'd be so surprised.
Leave a 50 on the counter. I couldn't let them live they saw it.
Are you different at home than you are in here? Because
no,
knowing you in here, I would not be surprised by anything that I saw on your phone. Unless it's donkey porn or something. And
no,
then
nothing that
disturbed.
Bad. All pretty par for the course for an American male on his phone, I'd like to think.
Mm-hmm. You're not typical.
Nothing.
You're quirky.
Nothing. Well, that's true. But I'd like to think, if anything, my adult tastes, my porn tastes,
mm-hmm.
are quirky in that they're very not weird for a guy like me that you'd think would be into some crazy stuff. I'm more of a photo man than a video man, even. How's that for crazy? And you're like, I don't care. I don't look at porn.
What kind of photos with sex toys do you have in your phone?
Nothing like that. I mean, just a bevy of naked. Well, nothing really on the phone
really,
right now.
You have that many pictures of naked women. They send you these pictures just for shits and giggles.
God, twofer?
It's a stupid word to block. It's not a bad word. Give me a break.
You don't have to tell it to me.
Well, I think it's
stupid.
You have
to tell it to the program director when she's breathing down my ass for this.
Sorry.
It's all right. I think we're safe.
It's not a bad word.
No one listens. We're not going to get reported. Anonymity has its perks. I would be creeped the hell out if anyone went through that. And if it were my family, it's not that they don't know I'm horrible. I just don't want them to have intimate details of what a pig I am.
Completely understand.
Like, really, would you be able to live down your mom reading every text you've sent?
Oh, my God,
like,
I would die.
Especially if this service was able to present, like, the top 10, the creme de la creme.
You know what? I think... Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
No, please
yeah, no,
do.
I'd be mortified if that happened. Well, no, I
we're
was
on
going,
air. Talk.
I was
the
going
only
through
thing
my pictures. I was going through my pictures at home, and I have some interesting shots on here that I
now,
don't necessarily want my mom to see.
Are
so
they
it's kind of?
Is it you or
no,
like? So it's guys
boys,
who are
yeah.
like, oh, I'm on the town. Here's my thing.
Not my thing, but I'm not.
You
I'm
don't
not
have
getting
a
into
single
detail.
Thing picture on the phone.
No, I don't. Now, that actually grosses me out. Like, don't send me a picture of that.
Okay. They come in and then you delete them. Is that it?
No. Don't send me that. Don't send me that.
You've never had that on your phone?
I've had them sent to me. There's one guy in particular who is ridiculously large, and he likes to send random pictures of it.
Oh, because I was going to say, it's one of those things where I think the average guy is hardwired to do that. He just, like, it's almost like for S's and giggles. That's how you say it on air, by the way.
S's and giggles.
S's and giggles.
He, for some reason, thinks that girls get off watching him take care of business.
I'll explain it to
really,
you right now.
Really, this is boring. I don't want to see
this. 8 seconds to explain this. Guys are visual, and if a woman did that,
they
it would
are.
Be mind-blowing.
But
like,
we're
if
not...
you returned the favor in kind...
Never.
His
I've
brain
gotten...
would literally melt out of his nostrils.
I've gotten quite a few requests. It's never going to happen. I'm never going to put that in my phone and send it out there. Like, you're crazy. You are crazy.
Is it, like, on your phone right now? We can just watch it after
no,
the show?
No, we're not. No. There's going? No. There's nothing on my phone that you're ever going to see.
Okay.
No, but my mom was walking by, and I was looking for a picture to show her, and I kind of did one of these, and she got all kinds of pissy. Veronica Lynn, you better not be sending pictures. I'm like, Mom, I'm 30.
Of course one. I am.
Relax.
Fish isn't going to jump in the boat by itself.
Yeah, she got all kinds of hot and bothered.
I'm trying to think of the worst things they could see. I'm trying to think if they'd be more traumatized by pictures of me alone or pictures of me with someone, first of all.
You got pictures of you with somebody?
Not on the current batch. I take those off the phone pretty quickly.
Who lets you take pictures of that?
Who wouldn't? It's lighthearted fun for everyone.
No, I'm sorry. Unless you are my boyfriend, fiance, we're married, you are not taking a picture of me.
Really?
In any form or fashion. No.
How uppity. How bourgeoisie of you.
Absolutely not. No, it's smart. John, it's common sense.
Maybe I'm not going to remember much of the night outside of this photo. It helps.
No, I am not going to be the next Kim Kardashian with anything else. No, that's disgusting.
Okay, you're not going to be Kim Kardashian because,
thank you,
one,
God.
You're not plowing
thank you,
a black
God.
Dude, and two, you're not releasing it to get your name on the map because the whole country has this weird secret obsession with interracial porn. That's another thing. If you go through all the male adult sites, that's the big new thing.
Seriously?
Yep.
You look so excited
right
now.
That's the secret craze with all the kids out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Not my family. Not when I go home. That's for sure.
I feel like the kid who is into Metallica, second Metallica reference for the show. God. Man. That's my crutch. Yours is the S word. Mine's a Metallica reference. I feel like the guy who's into the Master of Puppets, and by the time the Black Album hits, you're just like, oh, that's a little played out, but everyone now is crazy for Metallica.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's how I am with that certain subgenre. I'm like, it came and went for me. It had its thrills.
I could never go there, ever. I could never take that home. My brother, whoa.
Jesus.
He would.
Why did you say this? Like, freaking 320, we'd have had our show.
Sorry. No, I went
the
home from
Johnson
school.
Johnson clan.
Shut it. No, I went home. I was on vacation from Miami or something. And one of my brother's friends was kind of looking at me a little funny, asking me, you know, is everything okay? Are you seeing anybody down there? I was like, no, I'm just, you know, doing school, doing my thing. And he said, well, you're not dating anybody who's... And I was like, no, why? Well, your brother got drunk a couple of weeks ago, and the stuff this kid was so disturbed, he couldn't even tell me. Basically, my brother,
like,
got drunk, and he was like, if my sister ever, I would rip her head off, I'd tear it limb from limb, I would kill her. And I was like...
That is so funny to me. I feel like we are the last generation that has much of any of that in them.
But no, like, he's not racist. He no, I swear to God, no. His he's got tons of different friends. It's not an issue with that. It's the fact that he just doesn't want to see his sister do it. And I can appreciate that because it's not something that I want for myself either.
You can appreciate it because you don't want to do it.
But it doesn't bother me if anybody else does. So it's not... I don't necessarily think it's a racial.
Under...
It's not racist. It's just.
Well, it is.
It's a preference thing.
I mean, it's racist literally by the definition of racism.
Wait, so I'm racist because I'm not attracted to black men?
No, it's a preference thing.
Exactly.
Okay, it's racially based. So it is like, okay, to me, racism is, hey, you're black, you don't get this job.
Yeah, and he's not saying that.
Well,
he's just saying, you're my sister, don't date one, because I'll kill you.
Here's how I will judge if the things he said were appropriate or not in that context. Would he say them in front of all his multitude of mixed friends?
I think he might.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
If he's saying things and he would the brothers not, he hangs with he are would cool
not,
with it.
He would not say it as, you know, unfiltered as he did.
There. Okay.
But I don't think he would have a problem voicing that opinion.
All right. All right. Well, Squire has come. The night train's pulled in, yes, which is our cue to leave. That and my voice is getting really hoarse. Veronica, I want to thank you.
Of course.
I thought we did a good show, even though Will called and shook my confidence.
And ruined it. Score.
I love him. He's great. If you want to get a hold of Will on Twitter, by the way, he's at Billy Basil and at Gray Sky Eternal. I don't know how they spell gray. If it's the British G-R-E-Y or the American G-R-A-Y, you can figure it for yourself. Veronica, see you next week.
Yeah,
we'll
absolutely.
Do something.
Sounds
we'll
good.
Do something. You'll be around.
I will.
If you want to get a hold of me, John Papa Giorgio, the show website's inpapasbasement.com. Tweet me at Papa's Basement. You can find me on Facebook, facebook.com/papasbasement. And until next week, next Saturday at 3 p.m. at fcac.org/WEBR, I'm out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.